Hello and welcome to the Lifestyled Podcast. I'm your host, Erin, a graphic designer and digital creator, helping you build brand through authentic storytelling and stylish design. On this podcast, you'll find open-minded conversations with creatives and entrepreneurs and discussions around things like mindset, brand building, and so much more. With that said, let's dive into today's episode. Hello, what is going on? Welcome to a brand new episode of the podcast. It's been a hot minute. It has been a hot minute since we have had a brand new episode. So thank you so much for tuning in. And I am very excited for this season. We're going to be starting a brand new season, season 3. And I'll have some exciting guests on, as well as more solo episodes and just diving into different topics surrounding brand building, you know, branding, using storytelling, as well as all of the good mindset pieces, and then having on guests who I find inspirational or people who have built incredible brands of their own and really carved their own paths in life and, you know, broken away from the societal norm, as I put that in quotation marks. One of my personal favorite things to do, honestly, is just listening to other people's stories. I love hearing how people got from A to B or A to Z throughout their lives. And I just find it so fascinating. I love talking to people. I love hearing, you know, where people came from, what they've done along the way, and, you know, their dreams, their hopes, their passions, and what they're creating. It helps to keep me inspired. Hopefully that's stuff that you get inspired by as well, but that's definitely what I like to encompass in my content and in a lot of these episodes, is really just, you know, following your own intuition, following your heart, and carving out your own path in life, because we are so influenced by everything around us. It's nice to be able to tune into ourselves and really sort out what it is that we want and follow through with that, because it's your life. You got to do what you got to do to be happy. It takes a lot of courage, I think, to follow your heart sometimes and break out from the mold, or break out from what all your friends are doing or what your family thinks you should do or any of that. So I feel you, but we all have to do it. We have to do what makes us happy at the end of the day and not worry so much about other people's opinions or, yeah, what other people might think of us along the way. As long as you're happy, I mean, that's all that really matters. And that kind of flies into today's episode a little bit. I really wanted to talk about change, feeling resistant to change, and just go down that path a little bit. Yeah, I had a lot of big change that happened in my life last year. I kind of just blew up my life, my entire life, you know, ending a 13-year long relationship. I moved across the country and I just felt completely unaligned with what I was doing work-wise as well. And I feel like those are, like, you know, the three main areas of life: your relationships, your home, and your career. And all of them just kind of blew up all at once. And I will be honest with you, I have never felt so lost in my life. I have never felt so confused in my life. I have never felt any of it. I just was a lost soul for a little while there. And I just felt like a complete alien in my life, because a lot of those things I had relied on so heavily to carve out my identity as well. So it was sort of like this whole identity crisis, if you will, in a way, as well as just new environments and trying to find my own path. And that's a tricky thing. I mean, we're all trying to invent ourselves as we go through life. And I had felt like, because I was just go, go, go for so long in my life, I finally just hit a point where I crashed and I burned like I have never burned before. And I felt it was in my best interest to just take a step back. So that's exactly what I did. You know, I followed what I felt that I had to do. I really took a step back from creating content, from the internet as a whole, honestly, because it's, well, I don't know if you know this, but the internet can be a very overwhelming place. And there's always, you know, tons of opinions and emotions and, you know, the chaos left and right. So yeah, I really just took some time to reconnect with myself. I focused in a lot more on design work. I focused in on having a healthier work-life balance. I was getting out in nature so much more. One of the beautiful things about Nova Scotia is there is tons of beautiful nature around here. So I spent a lot of time, you know, taking walks out to the ocean and just really reconnecting with myself and figuring out what the hell I wanted to do with my life. So when I first made my big leap into the great unknown, I was honestly fearless because I had done a lot of work on myself prior to that, and I felt like I was ready to take on the world. So I kind of just jumped into everything head on. But not long after that, the fear slowly started creeping back through. She came for me. That honestly crippled me in itself. And I completely lost motivation. And I just felt very burnt out, as I said. So after, you know, allowing myself to have the space, I think that's something I've never done for myself in the past, is allowing myself to have space, because I've constantly distracted myself or kept myself super busy. But I think even with the pandemic happening all around us and staying home a lot more, I think I really did allow myself to have some of that space. Once I settled into one place, I took that time for myself and then started coming back into feeling like myself again. So one thing I was really able to reflect on during that time was how much I was resisting change. Big changes are always really tricky, no matter what the circumstance is, and they can be very, very hard to accept in your life as well. There's always that weird period where you're trying to leave, you know, the old thing behind, and you're trying to come into your new self, but you're not quite there yet. You're not sure how to make that happen. You're not sure who you want to be or what that's going to look like. And there's a lot of uncertainty in that. So I felt very stuck in that void period for a very, very long time, like way longer than I probably should have. And I think it's because I could not envision my new self. I could not envision what it was that I wanted, how I wanted to show up in this world, how my life was going to look, because I had a vision of how my past life was going to look like, my old self. I knew very clearly what that was going to look like. And now I was just kind of like thrown into the abyss, being like, wait, there's too much. Like, I just don't know how to reinvent myself. And that was kind of crippling. It was really, really strange. It was a strange feeling that I had. I didn't even know where to get started, to be honest. So I wanted to touch on a couple of points, like things that really helped me start to envision a new life for myself and create that person that I want to be in the future, and, you know, start, you know, those baby steps, starting to step in the right direction out of the void rather than just disappearing into it over and over again and repeating in that vicious little cycle. So one thing that I heard that helped me out a little bit was the idea of us as creators of our life. So rather than thinking about life is happening all around you all the time, and, you know, we're just like here to accept whatever's happening all around us, try to think of yourself as the creator of your life. You can create anything that you want in your life. And this mindset really helped me refocus and think of how I could start a new reality. This was actually an exercise that I actually worked on with my therapist too, and I found it extremely helpful because I went through, like I said, my whole little identity crisis where I didn't even know what my values were. I didn't know anything. I was just a lost little soul. So my therapist made me sit down and write out some of my top values in life. And I found this to be a very interesting exercise. So what I wanted, you know, what I actually liked, and also the things that you don't like. I think sometimes if you're not even sure where to start, write out a list of all the things you don't want, and that can help you, you know, reimagine the things that you do want, because usually it's the opposite of what you don't want. So I'll just give you an example. One of my top values in life is freedom. I would say that's actually like my top value in life. I'm someone who likes to, you know, get up and move whenever I can. So like geographical freedom, financial freedom, you know, all things that sort of fall under that freedom bucket. So from there, I can take that value and I can start crafting my life around that. I think a lot of the time we just go down one route without even thinking about how it aligns with our values. But if my top value is freedom and I want to be able to, you know, travel a lot or go places a lot, maybe having something where I'm stuck in a specific city isn't the best case scenario for me, like having a job where I need to be in a specific area all the time. So maybe having something where I am able to just pick up my laptop and go, and then that aligns with one of my top values. Or maybe it's living in a bigger city where I have an international airport right at my fingertips and I can get direct flights wherever I want at the click of a button. So things like that are really important to keep in mind when you are crafting your life. So if you write out a list of your top values, start crafting your life around that. Like, what kind of jobs align with these values? What kind of activities align with these values? And you can even think of it too, like if you're someone who wants to have a family in the future, like how do these values line up with that? Like, what kind of person are you going to be looking for in a partner that maybe lines up with those values as well? So I think this is a really, really, really important exercise and helps to get you clear on the life that you want to build. And I found it very beneficial because it really did help me gain a lot more clarity on how I should be crafting my life to be in better alignment with my values and all of that. And then from there, after I had that session with my therapist, I kind of went off on my own and did a vision board exercise. I just created a little vision board on the computer with pictures of all of the things that I wanted that aligned with my top values. And I made it my iPhone background. So now I have it as a constant little reminder of some of the things that I want in life and just to keep me focused on that. Now, another thing that really helped me out is this is an interesting thing as well. We choose what we give meaning to. So this whole concept is basically about how we choose what we think is meaningful to us in our lives. And it's very different for everybody. So for an example, you know, we all have relationships with our families, friends, spouses, and we care about these people a lot. So if one of these people who you cared about deeply, your family member, a friend, a spouse, told you that they loved you, that would mean a great deal to you because you give that relationship a lot of meaning. Whereas if your friend, family member, spouse told me the exact same thing, I would be like, okay, you know, it wouldn't mean anything to me because I don't know them. So it's just very interesting how you can kind of apply that logic to everything in your life, how we get to choose and decide where it is that we give our meaning, and understanding as well that that is very different for everybody. And the last point I wanted to bring up is accepting what is. Now, this is much easier said than done. And when I was at my lowest point, I was deep into resistance and it just wasn't serving me in any way, shape, or form. And anytime I started to spiral, I really tried to bring myself back to the present moment. Because the thing is, in life, like, you really only have control over yourself. Something that I realized was that I was a person who always tried to control everything else around me rather than myself. You know, I wanted people to react in a certain way or act in a certain way that I thought they should based on how I would act in a situation. But that just gets you into trouble because then you can just get disappointed, you can get aggravated, and trying to put all of your control on external things is only going to lead to more and more resistance. And that was a vicious little cycle for me for a while. And what really helped me was to try and remember that nothing is permanent as well. So there are points and times in your life where we can't see, what's that saying, where you can't see the forest through the trees. And one day, though, you will look back and all of those dots will connect. I actually just had a lovely gentleman on the podcast, Jeff Madoff. So that episode is going to be coming up soon. But we actually talked about this concept about how all the dots connect along the way. And it's only in hindsight, like when you're looking back, you can see how they all do connect and how certain things happened that led you to a certain situation. And you're like, oh, like if that never happened, I would have never been here. But when you're in those moments, it's so hard to accept them or to see how it's going to work out. But in hindsight, you know, it always does work out. And I can even start seeing that now with a lot of the points in my life last year where I just felt like everything was sort of crumbling around me. Now I'm seeing exactly why things played out that they did. And I'm better off for it today. When you're in those moments, it's really hard to see it. But in the end, it all comes together. So if you can just accept what is, like, what is your situation right now, and know that it's not permanent. No matter how crap it is, no matter how great it is, your situation right now is not going to be permanent, and life is just going through the waves of it all. I was actually in a yoga class not too long ago. At the end, we were in our Shavasana, just finishing off the class, and the instructor said, she was just, you know, saying a few words to close out the class, a few mantras, like things to keep in our minds. And one thing she said that really stuck with me was that rest is still progress. Like, those moments where you have to take the time for yourself is still progress. And I think a lot of the time we all put so much pressure on ourselves to keep going, and we'll feel that guilt if we're taking moments of rest, or we'll feel guilt if we're not hustling all the time. But yeah, it definitely hit home in that moment. I felt like I really needed to hear that. And she was absolutely right. Rest is still progress. We need the moments of hustling, and we need the moments of rest, and everything in between. So something I want to start doing with my solo episodes is leaving you off with a few questions. In my interviews, usually I'll leave you off with some of the favorite highlights or takeaways from each episode. But in the solo episodes, I want to leave you with a couple of questions just to think about. Maybe you could journal on them, or just keep in the back of your mind and answer them away. So from this episode, question number one: if you were to create a dream life for yourself, what would that look like? Grab your vision board, write out your values, pull something together, and make sure your life is aligning with your top values. Number two would be, where are you giving meaning that might not be serving you in your life anymore? And number three, what are you having trouble accepting in this present moment? Start letting go of that resistance. So that's going to wrap up today's episode. I hope you enjoyed this one, the first one back, and feel free to connect with me over on Instagram, or if you want to leave a little rating and review on your Apple Podcast app, that would be great as well. But otherwise, I will catch you in the next episode.